Welcome back to another episode of Find Me in a Book podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm so excited. This is a place that we talk about books. And we, you know, sometimes there's spoilers. I usually let you know if there are. In today's episode, there's a little bit of, you know, spoilers, but not enough that it's like going to completely derail everything. And you're going to be like, why the heck do I even need to read this? There's none of that. This is kind of just like a synopsis overview, what I feel, what I think, and me trying to convince you to also feel and think those things as well, because this is an amazing book. But again, before we get into that, let's get into some books that really stood out to me that will be releasing soon. One of them's already released, which that one is Funny Story by Emily Henry. It was released on the 23rd of this month of April. And I've heard great things about it so far. It's next up on my list, so I believe that will be next episode. I'm trying to think what the lineup is. I'm pretty sure it's next week's episode that is going to come out. So if you're like not a fan of Emily Henry, but I want to know what's going on, what was in the book, all about it, stay tuned to next episode because that's what we're going to be going over. Of course, you know that I loved The Graham Effect by Elle Kennedy. That one is in a top favorites for the year. Already, honestly. The second one, or a book that goes along in that universe with that friend group, is called The Dixon Rule. It's part of the Campus Diaries. That's what the series is called, by Elle Kennedy. That comes out May 17th, which I'm excited for because, again, loved the first one. Most likely will love this one because I just love Elle Kennedy. She's one of my favorite authors. The next one is a little bit closer to us. It comes out next week. Let's see, is this week the end of, yes, this week is the end of April. I think it comes out next week, if not in a week and a half. But it is Skies Over Caledonia, which is part of the Highland series. It's book 4 from Samantha Young. It comes out on May 9th, which I loved all three of those books. So I'm excited for this fourth book to come out already. Like, that was really quick. So those are the three that I really wanted to, you know, call out and bring to your attention because I love them. And I'm sure that there's more, but those are the ones that just stood out to me. So if there's more that you want me to mention, definitely let me know. And I will. And I'll do more research next time if you really want me to. I am the woman of the people. You just tell me what you want and I'll do it. I need no convincing. Okay, so for this book, really excited about it. So funny. I am a sucker for a funny book. If there is, even if there's only a hint of romance, which honestly, this book was so tame. It was so mild, I guess, if we're going on the spicy scale. So mild. There was like maybe a kiss. And there was a little bit of like her thinking like, but it was like not spicy thoughts at all because she was just falling in love with him. And so it wasn't really spicy at all. But yeah, so mild. Honestly, that's the only gripe that I had for this book. Like 10 out of 10, everything else, no spice. It was very, very disappointing because, you know, that's why I read books, is for the spice. So, yeah, but if you're not a big fan of the spice, or you just like really tame, mild salsa, then this is your book. And if you love a hilarious, funny comedy queen in this book, pick it up because it is absolutely amazing. So no spice, but yes to the mom and sister scale. So mother, sister standard. Yes, I think I did recommend it to them. I know that my sister just started Bride by Allie Hazelwood, which I was like pushing for. And she also finished the Dark Window series by Rachel Gellig. Oh, that reminds me. I need to do an episode on that because incredible, absolutely incredible series. So good. The spice was maybe like a 3. Some parts got a 3.5, maybe 4, but the world building was incredible. This magic system, incredible. loved it. So she just finished that, which I was really excited, and I need to talk to her about it. And I'm hopefully going to make her read this book because it's so funny. I might even make my mom read it as well. I know my mom would like it if I can just get her to read it. So there is the challenge, you know. Just from even the very beginning was hilarious. So there is the second book that's coming August 6th. It's Apprentice to the Villain. And I will tell you that this book does end on a cliffhanger, like a really strong cliffhanger that I had no idea about. And it made me very angry. Yes, actually, it did make me very angry. I was like, WTF, I had no idea this was a cliffhanger. Because I saw that there was a second book coming, but I had assumed that maybe it was like a different character in the book, that it was their story. No, it's a continuation of this. Like, there's an event that happens, and I'm like, I wasn't ready, and now I have to wait until August for this book. And so I was mad. I was very upset. So even if you don't want to read this book yet, and maybe read it closer to August, I would completely understand, because it makes you wait, and I was upset to it. But yeah, again, even from the very beginning, loved it, because it describes, people describe this book, or the book is described, I don't know by who, where, what, but it's described as a laugh-out-loud fantasy romance with severed heads hanging from office ceilings and employees betting on which entrance will be fed to the, or on which intern will be fed to the dragon. Immediately yes. And there is a map at the very beginning of kind of like the kingdom, and it's in like Evie, who is the main female character. It's in like her words, her drawings. Hilarious. Like, who knew that a map would be funny? But it was. And it immediately gives you a sense of who Evie is and her personality. And I was on board 100%. Even just seeing this, I was like, yes, I will love this book. I will love this character. A 10 out of 10, you know? So that was one thing, that the characters were great in this book. I think I would have liked a little more background on Evie. I mean, you learn her background a little bit, but I think I wanted a little bit more details. And then with the villain, I understand why there wasn't a lot of details on him, because more and more is revealed about his background throughout the book. But even then, there's still a lot missing. That there's like a twist at the end, and a couple things happen that you're like, oh, is this why he's like this? Maybe not. Like, he's still very much a mystery, even after the first book, which I'm kind of a fan of. But this book gives me Robin Hood vibes, like Robin Hood Men in Tights, Robin Hood, the Disney animation, just all Robin Hood. It's just funny. Like, probably the Men in Tights one. It's just funny. So this is the kingdom of Renadon that they're in. So yeah, think of like Robin Hood vibes, like the times where like they have swords, they have kingdoms, they have magic, they have, it's kind of, you know, that type of story building. So it's definitely not in like modern days or anything of that. It's like its own world. And about 10 years ago is when the villain appeared. And nobody knows why, nobody knows really who he is. Like, it very much gave me like Flynn Rider from Tangled, how they can never like get their stories right, or like they have all these exaggerated stories and exaggerated pictures of him and all these things. Like, it had those in this book, and I loved it because they're like, really? Like, I don't look like that. And it's just funny. It just added to it. So it opens up with Evie. She has gone to another failed job fair. She lost her job about a month ago from the blacksmith, which we find out why, and we're really glad she doesn't work there anymore. But she has been taking care of her younger sister and sick father, which I want to say, oh gosh, her mom died, I think. It honestly like kind of brushed over it, so I don't remember what happened to her mom, but I want to say she died. Her little sister's like 12 maybe. So yeah, I know her dad is sick. He used to be like in the guard for the king. But off the top of my mind, I really don't remember how her mom died or if she is dead. Maybe that's a twist and maybe there was no like attention call to it. But anyways, so she is coming back from a job fair, failed, you know, she couldn't get a job. And when she was offered a job, there was a lady behind her that looked like she desperately needed the job more than her. So she handed her like their certificate and was like, no, here you go. Which I wish it was that easy. You know, you just get a job certificate and then you start working, you know. So she's coming back from that and she runs into the villain. Like she is washing her hands or washing her face. There's like blood coming down the river and she's like, what? So she like hears these groans and noises and moves towards it because she thinks like there's an injured animal. So she would like put him out of his misery. But then someone grabs her and like puts their hand over her mouth and is like shushing her. And she sees these guards and she's like, I don't know what's happening. But instantly when she sees the villain, she knows that he's the villain. And so she's kind of like, you know, a mess and stuttering and is making all these wisecrack jokes and she's just so awkward and like at one point I wrote down what she said because she said, you just can't kill people and be pretty. It's confusing. Like lines like that where it's just like kind of out of the blue, but yet leading up to it, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, just everything that comes out of Evie's mouth is so funny. And just, like, so, she's so oblivious to things and such, like, an innocence that these things are so funny. And she just tells him, like, you can't be pretty, too. Like, that's really confusing. And at one point during the conversation, he is like, you are chaos. And she's like, oh, I'm glad you said so. Can you put that on like a job recommendation for me so that I can like, you know, for sure get a job with that? Like, that's super helpful. And so from that, he kind of gets the hint like, oh, she needs a job. So as they're walking towards like his lair, because she got like a really big like scratch from an arrow that grazed her, you know, when these guards were coming after them. So he's taking her to the lair and she meets these people and he's like, yeah, when you start working for me and if you're going to work for me, da 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 da. And she's like, say that again, like rewind, like I'm going to work for you. And so she just gets a job. Like she just starts working for him as an assistant, like his personal assistant. And then 5 months later, she's like entwined in everything, like different departments, which is so funny to say. Like it's the villain. He has his own lair. Like he has all these different departments of people that work for him, like all these different magics, like, and he like tortures and kills all these people. And there's like bad people hanging from his like ceiling. And, but it's just so like brushed over. It's so nonchalant that it's just funny when you see like these notes from Evie in this book that is like, if I had a job, like, if I had a job description or if I were to post for this job, like, what would it say? Like you must be okay if there's a random dead body on your desk. Like, you must be okay. Like, all these different things. And it's like, that's hilarious. Like, that is hilarious. And she does. She keeps all these other departments smoothly. At one point, the villain does, like, offend her, so she quits. And you could just see all these different things unraveling and he's like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Like, I hadn't realized that she was in like in charge of all these things or like helping all these different things. And it's kind of a cute moment too, because it's like, yeah, like she deserves to be appreciated and for you to trust her. And so you just see their relationship like blossom as like an employee and employer. And again, it's a very tame book, but you also see kind of a little bit of romance blossom, especially on her end, because he doesn't give off very much with like his feelings and everything. But she does. Like, she is like, oh my gosh, I love him. And I'm like, preach, girl. So it's just, their dynamic is so funny and so wholesome, because he just like looks at her with like such adoration without her knowing, and because she's just so innocent, and it just, it makes your heart happy. So there are other departments we've mentioned. There's like this dragon tamer, there's the healer, there's an office manager, there's the interns that they like do all these games to them. There's like his personal guards, like his like a little, not army, but he has these like group of guards that go out and do all these different things for him. Like, he has a freaking business, like, that has multiple employees. That is so fun. And throughout this whole thing, you know that he has this feud with the king, and we learn a little bit about the feud on why he hates the king so much, but again, not enough to really be clear, like, wait, so he did this and this, but like, why are you so upset about it, you know? So I think that we'll learn more about it in the second book, especially with how like the cliffhanger happens, which I don't want to say much more. So there's that feud, and they also find out that someone from their little company is telling the king all these plans. So they have like an insider, or like a traitor. And so they're trying to figure out who, like, narrow it down, who is telling the king these plans. And it's not who I thought. Like, I literally was so surprised when you find out. And so there's like that mystery and a little bit of suspense going through like the whole book. And also these funny little instances between all these different characters, and you learn more about the villain, like he has a brother and sister and how they come into play. And we also meet his dad, which is kind of funny, and it's just like such a surprise. It's like, oh, he does have a family, that's good to know. Like, how did he get to where he is? It gives you a feeling of like your favorite comedy show that you just watch over and over and over out of comfort. Like, that's what this book is. Like, I feel like I could read it multiple times over and it would be just as funny as the first time I read it. It was so good. Just the banter between them, the wittiness, how the writing was. It was like informal yet formal, but it was like they're your best friend. Like, the author is your best friend and she's just telling you the story in person. Like, that's how much I loved it. Again, it ends on a hard cliffhanger, so be prepared. That it might make you a little bit mad. At least it did for me. So, but yeah, that is just a quick little, you know, sum up of The Assistant to the Villain by Hannah Nicole Mayer. And I did want to give you updates on my Throne of Glass reading. So if you don't like spoilers of the Throne of Glass series, or if you haven't gotten to Empire of Storms, definitely turn everything off right now. But thank you for listening so much and follow me on like social medias and everything. So starting now, we're going to be talking a little bit about Empire Storms. So I did finish it, which, incredible. So, so good. They had just met, or let's see, they had taken down everything. We talked about the spicy part and they were on the boat again. Oh my gosh, that's what it was. Okay, so they were going to find the lock and they're in that like marshes or whatever, and then all of a sudden all those creatures show up, like the winged men creatures. What is their name? Illa something, I think. But also, that just reminded me, is that what, like, the Bat Boys in Court of Thorns and Roses, is that what they are? Is those creatures? I don't know. Let me know if that's even related. But so they show up, and that's when Alita and Lorcan, that's his name, when they find them. And it was kind of scary because Oh my gosh, and they kiss. Lorcan and Aleed kiss, and I was like, yes, finally! I love them! But then he, like, protects her with his shield because freaking Aelin was, like, trying to, like, take all these guys down with her fire, and she does it. Oh my gosh, incredible. And she doesn't get taken over by the goddess, which I was like, yes, control yourself. Thank you for doing that. I was nervous because... for Lorcan and Aleed because of like all that fire, but they survive and they go and meet up with them. And also I didn't know how like the cadre, like Gavriel and Fenris, like how they were trying to attack Lorcan. I didn't know how that would play out. And then it was so smart that Rowan was like, hey, you don't attack him, he's part of us, blah blah blah, said his wording, and they were all good. Which I do love how Gavriel is looking out more for Adian. I love how they were all together and how they reacted to finding Aleed. Oh, my heart. Literally. I, like, teared up because how Aelin and Adian were just, like, in a reverence to her. Like, your mom did this for us. Like, she is a hero. And just seeing their relationship. And also when Aleed sees Manon... Okay, I am so invested with these characters. It's insane. Like, I love them. Even Aelin. She's frustrating me, but I love her. She's such a badass. Let's see. Okay, so then they go up over the hill, and there's, like, that fleet of ships, and they think that, oh my gosh, like, it's all over. Like, we're gonna die. But then Aelin was like, no, this is my friend. Like, I called in these favors because, yeah, my heart was sunk. I was like, how are they going to do this? Like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. But turns out they're friendly, which was good. Let's see what else. I don't know. I'm guessing we learn about that character, Ansel. I think that's her name. I'm guessing we learn about her in the Assassin's Keep or the Assassin's whatever that little novella is, which I'm probably not going to read. I'm guessing we learn about her in that one. So she was a great character that I learned about. Okay, so then they go on, and then freaking Maeve, her like fleet shows up, and they're like, great. So great. And then the mirror. They get the mirror, which they were like, why is this mirror the lock? I was confused as well. And then they go into it. And then I would be upset with Dorian as well, because, but also he was really smart, like, to figure that out. And finding out that Elena did that, oh, I was like, girl, you just ruined it for so many people. And of course she feels bad about it. And it is sad that once she gets locked in, or once those guardians or whatever, those, what do they call them? That group that was like, you're supposed to lock us in too. I want to know more about them, which I wonder if we will know more about them. Like how they're going to take Erewhon and lock him in with them. I still am a TBD. I don't know very much about them. I don't know what is supposed to happen. Maybe I did miss it. I don't think I did, but you never know. That she doesn't even get to be with Gavin at the very end. Like, she, because she gave Aelin her life, really, at the river, or helped her with getting, like, the assassin guy there. She doesn't get to be with Gavin, which I'm like, sucks for you. Like, you didn't listen to your dad, who had this whole plan of locking the keys and created this whole thing. Like, maybe you should listen to your parents. That's just me, though. Okay, so then they're in the mirror, and they're attacking Maeve, which was so good of Rowan to go to, like, the different boats and kind of plead with his cousins. Like, I think that helped a lot. And then at the freaking end, oh my gosh, the end, I was yelling. I was listening to it, on my way home from work, yesterday, I believe. And I was like yelling. I was like, are you kidding me? Because, she has Aleed, And, oh, I thought it was interesting that Maeve did release Gavriel and Lorcan from the bond, which in the long run is a really good thing, but I think that they, like, were in it so long that they might have mental issues now. I don't know. They're just, like, destroyed, basically. Because maybe it feels like a part of your soul is getting ripped out. Honestly, I don't know. But I'm glad that they're not in there. And then, oh, yeah. They just disrespected Aelin. I wanted so badly for Rowan to show up before they left. Or the 13, which the 13 show up. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that they, like, found Manon. I'm so glad. And for freaking Manon to not do anything, I was so pissed. But I understood because she did have the keys with her, which was very smart. Aelin is, she just thinks ahead. And we don't know that she does until it, like, happens. And you're like, okay, you're actually, like, very smart and cunning. And, yeah, you just plan ahead, which is great. It's a surprise, you know? Yeah, Manon didn't say anything, which was really disappointing. But, again, you do understand later. What else? Yeah, she gets whipped. Oh, I was like, I wish that all of them would have shown up and freaking destroyed Maeve. But of course not, because Maeve is, like, the end all. I don't know. She's so powerful. And then they just disappear, which, okay, where's Aelin? And then we don't even know, because then it's going to be Cole's book, or Kale. I keep calling him Cole, but it's, like, Kale, I think. But, like, is it going to go back to, like, Aelin and all them? Like, are we gonna get little snippets, or is this book solely about Cole? I don't know, you know. Nobody has told me. Maybe I'll ask my sister, because she's read them. It's just so much. But I'm obsessed, you know. I don't know when I'm supposed to read Crescent City. Someone said, like, tandem. No, girl, that's so much information. I'm not ready for that. I feel like I'm a skilled reader, but I'm not that skilled. I would not even be able to keep them apart. So that's a no for me, dog. I'll just read Crescent City after I finish this series, which most likely will be in the next couple months. Okay, so that was, like, my little update on Empire of Storms. And so now I'm in Tower of Dawn, which I'm so excited, but also, is it a good book? Because Empire of Storms was kind of slow at the beginning, I want to say. Or was Empire of Storms... Ooh. It was the one before Empire of Storms that was really slow. This one had a little bit of slow parts, but for the most part, it was really good. Really, really good. So I'm hoping this next one is just as good. But other than that, it's all going good. All these books are coming out. I'm loving it all. And yeah, we'll just go from there, you know. Follow me on all the social medias. I am more active now on, like, Instagram and Threads and Twitter, and I always post these episodes to YouTube, so if you want to see what I look like, you don't have to, or if you want to listen to it on there, you totally can. But wherever you listen to this episode, if you could rate and review and follow, all of that helps me out so much. And I would appreciate it so, so, so much. But other than that, I hope you pick up Assistant to the Villain. I hope you pick that book up. And if you haven't started Throne of Glass, do it. And kind of push through to the fourth book. I know that's so much, but it gets better after the third one. Into the fourth one, it gets better. So anyways, appreciate you guys. And I will talk to you next week.